good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the afternoon, good middle of the night, good late night. Whenever it is you've chosen to take a break, we're going to look at breakhood number two here. And the subject is a subject that I believe is a strong possibility, although I can't prove it convincingly or solidly as such. But I'm going to talk to you just for a few minutes. I thought about this for a few years, dealing with Halloween. Halloween has certainly got to become a more than just ghosts and goblins and trick-or-treat night. It's become demonic, and it's become wicked as all get out. So as it's been slowly digressing, is that the word, over the years, it's getting pretty obvious this is a wicked little devilish evening that the kids think it's just great and fun to get their candy, and all the costumes, they're just going nuts in the stores, and the schools have massive parties. And oh, it's just amazing what Halloween has become. And I suppose everybody thinks, well, the kids are cute in their little costumes and all that. But this Halloween, I believe that Halloween is the day that the devil himself has taken to give him the glory and give evil and demonism, the modern Bible Christians want to call it, but devilishness, is a time for him to get the glory because he lifts himself high above. I think that's the day that Christ was born. I think Halloween is a day that the devil has managed to put together, so he gets the glory. And it's the time Christ was actually born. If we were to look at Christmas, for example, December 25th, there's not a single thing of Christmas that's true. He wasn't born in December, and the manger scene is all tweaked up. If you just get in your Bible and read Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, none of that will match the nativity scene. Or should I say the nativity scene, the modern nativity scene, the old nativity scenes, the nostalgic nativity scenes. None of that picture is true according to the scriptures. Christmas nowhere is true according to the Bible. So the devil has turned that into a possible time for him to be worshipped. You think that's possible? So in a nutshell, because I'm kind of confusing here, I believe that Halloween is when Christ was born. The date of Halloween, put it that way, the date of Halloween is when Christ was born. And the day that everybody supposedly celebrates the birthday of Christ is the time that the devil is using to prep for the Antichrist, and I'll show you exactly what I mean. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. First of all, neither the devil or Jesus had to be born anyway, so there's no emphasis on any need for a birthday. One of the phrases I just don't like to hear at all is "Happy Birthday, Jesus." That is so human. That is so unnecessary. But if we look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, for example. Let's get to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We see here, speaking about Christ being born, we know Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2 is the chapters that talks about he was born as a baby. There's no doubt about that. But let's consider these verses here. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. So, yes, Jesus was born. Born on this earth, but did he not exist before he was born like all other babies? Well, here, let's look at John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14 here, as you're flipping your pages, I hope you're still doing your Bible there. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Okay, so we know that. We go to Philippians chapter 2. We see in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then we go way back to Genesis chapter 4. No, I think it's Genesis chapter 3. I think I got that wrong here. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us. So here's God watching what's taking place in the Garden of Eden, and he's talking to himself, and he says the word us. Who else would he be talking to? Not the animals, or the leaves, or the trees. He says, behold, man is become as one of us. So, sure, Jesus was born as a baby, Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, but he wasn't born on Christmas Day, as we like to call it in our holiday mentality here. So he was born. There is a time, and I just believe that the devil has taken that time and made it his day. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 14 to show you what the devil's always, what he's about. It says here in verse 12, chapter 14, verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Okay, so we know that even the devil wasn't born as such, so he doesn't deserve a birthday, but he still wants to get the glory. He says in verse 13, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So when Halloween comes around and all this evil is glorified, you know that the devil has to be pleased with that. And wouldn't it just be the devil to take the day that Christ actually was born as a baby, Luke chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 1 and chapter 2? Well, what's this about Christmas and the devil and Christmas and the Antichrist? Well, one thing, if you take the study of Christmas and you take the study of Santa Claus and all the characteristics of Santa Claus match the characteristics of the Antichrist, I've got sermons on the website that deal with that. But let's just make it even simpler. Go to Revelation chapter 11. So we basically, we know Christ gets no glory over Christmas because that's none of the details of Christmas is true. You understand my point on that? Okay, and the devil gets his glory on Halloween because all of those things are worshiping evil and devilish things. And we do know Luke chapter 1 verse 2 and chapter 2, you know, Jesus was born as a baby. He came down. God manifests himself in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Sure, that's where that all took place, but it didn't take place in December. I'll say it once more. I think it took place in October. And I think the devil has taken that day and made that his day because he wants to be like the Most High. Revelation chapter 11 has an interesting verse in there. These are the two witnesses during the tribulation, okay? And they're killed. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of their great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Verse 9, "And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves." Okay, now here's the verse. Listen carefully. Verse 10, "And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another." Doesn't that sound like Christmas? Well, sure it does. So what could Christmas could very easily be prepping people for the activity of giving out gifts and Merry Christmas. And if we go to Revelation chapter 6, we see that, well, there is a time that the devil, as the Antichrist, is going to come down. In verse 2, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." And we read the rest of chapter 6, we see that's the coming of the Antichrist. That's not the coming of the real Christ. He comes in Revelation chapter 19. So before the second coming of Christ, everybody believes is going to take place, yet they rejected teachings of the risen Savior through Paul. This Christmas is really becoming, always has been, an unscriptural celebration of the birth of Christ, when in reality, it's helping people getting ready to make merry and give gifts to other people because of these two witnesses that will be killed during the tribulation, which, reading this thing closely, Antichrist is just coming right back and all these things will be taking place. Then Christ is going to come back himself, Revelation 19. So, you know, you put these verses together, John chapter 1, 1 Timothy 3:16, Genesis 4:22, Philippians 2:6-8. Then you go back and you look at the devil's desire and his purpose in life here. And you see, again, Luke 1 and 2, there's where Jesus was born. But the devil is going to take all that and twist that thing around. Revelation 11, be merry, give gifts. And coming of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 6. I just for me, without a doubt, think that the devil and his desire to get the glory has taken the real time that Jesus was born and turned it into his holiday just to rub it in the face of Jesus himself, of which we know someday Jesus is going to take care of that, Revelation chapter 19, and the devil's going to be tossed in the lake of fire, etc., etc. So he'll get his day. Right now he's having his glory as Halloween becomes just more and more wicked and devilish each year. And Christmas as actually grows in its materialism, but people don't even realize that there's not an ounce of scriptural truth in Christmas. But there is a reference to the Antichrist. There is a reference to the tribulation. Interesting stuff. So, there, take a break, think on that thought, and just imagine all the shame and all the things that have happened to Jesus and all the things that he did. Add to that the fact that the devil mocks him on the day that he was born. But nowhere does Jesus ever tell us to celebrate the day he was born anyway. We look to the teachings of the risen Savior. We don't worship a baby. We don't give gifts out because of the baby Jesus was born on the 25th. And we also ought not be messing around with that Halloween thing. That's where the devil gets his glory. But we do look to the teachings of the risen Savior. And that's where we get our truth. And that's where we find out about Halloween and Christmas and the Antichrist. We just got to keep our eyes on a King James Bible rightly divided and keep our eyes on the coming of the real Christ, Revelation 19. Or what we really have to watch for is Romans 11:22. When God shuts down the Gentiles, cuts them off from the dispensation of grace, takes us out of here. And in the meantime, during all that, the tribulation will kick in and they'll be having some great Christmases. And I bet you their Halloweens will be spectacular. And yet, that will all get shut down, all in due time. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's obeying the gospel of our Lord, that's the risen Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about here. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. And that's Paul and his guys, and that's his testimony. We believe Paul. We believe the gospel of the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the Matthew, Mark, Luke. We believe them, but they're not written to us. They're written for us. You've heard me say that many times. So, there's your break. Just consider the fact that that's how serious this Halloween and Christmas issue is. It's really a mixed-up affair. But it makes sense. The devil just took the day that Jesus was born and took the glory to himself and created the Christmas day so the Antichrist can be worshipped as well. Quite the stuff, isn't it? Well, back to work, and hope you enjoyed your break today.